Living on land, we don't always realize the great diversity of places where fish can live. It's easy to think of the large oceans, however, lakes, rivers, streams, ponds, and all kinds of different freshwater habitats are available to fish. A remarkable fact is 44% of fishes in the world are freshwater, however, less than 1% of water on Earth is. Why does this happen and what does this mean? In order to understand this amazing piece of information, we must first look at speciation. A common understanding of speciation is when a population diverges or becomes separated, and then each subgroup changes in a way that prevents them from reproducing with the other group of the original population. The barrier that separated the population could be a mountain or simply separation into freshwater lakes and rivers. Because the bodies of water are separated and the fish adapt to the new environment, many new places are opened up as possible habitats. This enables diversification and speciation, which explains the number of fish species in freshwater. Defining species is important because if, for example, a company was determining whether or not they can dispose of chemicals in a nearby lake, people are much more likely to object if an entire species of fish is dependent upon that lake. Everyone thinks of the colorful marine fish as being the most unique and cool-looking species, but take a look in your own backyard and you may see the unique paddlefish or huge gar that inhabit the multitude of freshwater habitats and deserve their own recognition. The unique-looking paddlefish is caught less and less in Illinois, emphasizing the need for conservation efforts.